You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we are going to plan on a date night tonight. Our usual Friday afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, go somewhere, sit at a restaurant's bar to have a cocktail, maybe a Michelob Ultra today. I told Gretch that it's been well over a year since we have been to an Italian restaurant, so I said, I've got to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I have not been to an Italian restaurant in probably 15, 16 months, so I was like, we're going to find one. We're
going to
find a new one and go sit at the bar and tear it up.
Ziti.
But are you having food issues?
I am having food issues. I wandered into the kitchen yesterday around dinner time, and I just let out a big sigh, and Nicole was in there, and I was like, I am just sick and tired of food. Food in general. I am tired of eating. I'm tired of thinking about having to eat. I'm tired of preparing food. Mm. Nothing sounds good anymore. And I just don't want to eat anymore. I mean, I'm in such a food rut where it seems like such a chore to, go to the grocery store and get more food. Total first world problems here, I know. But I'm just kind of like, bleh.
And I don't know. Do you feel like you're bored by the foods?
I'm bored with every food out there. Yeah. Everything, I don't know if this is a circumstance, too, of being around 100 degrees. I don't like to cook a lot in the summer. You don't want to be in the kitchen. You just want something quick and light.
The word is lethargic. You have a food lethargy right now.
I think, and it just nothing is appealing anymore. And I started laughing. I was like, I wonder if this is why a lot of people, when you get to like your 90s or whatever, you do just want to die because you're sick of everything. Including food. You've tasted everything. You've had every meal, every dish.
You bring up a good point because every time I think about older people, 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. they usually are getting very small.
Yep.
Right? They're like your grandparents probably got really small.
My grandma
right?
just turned 86 last weekend and she doesn't eat much anymore.
She doesn't eat.
And she's sick of food.
You might be onto something there that she's had 86 years of eating the same thing.
Oh, yum. Another watermelon in summer.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, good. Another chicken dish.
Ugh. It makes sense.
It totally makes sense. And I, for some reason, am hitting it really early here. I'm not in my 90s, but I'm hitting it already. I'm hitting a major food rut.
Well, you're an old soul.
I am an old soul. Yeah.
I wonder if this is the body's mechanism for trying to preserve itself as long as possible. Like maybe evolutionary-wise, we grow sick and tired of our food so that we don't continue to shovel giant portions of ziti into our face.
A slab of meat.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's prolonging or if it's like shutting down. Is it the opposite? It's the body's way of saying, I give up. Nothing is satisfying to me anymore.
Right.
I might as well dig a hole out back and go lay in it.
Well,
and just wait for the buzzards.
I feel you, dog. I understand what you're saying. Except I just want to take that feeling and put it on hold until after I'm finished with my Italian food.
Right, after your delicious garlic bread.
Right, give me some garlic knots, and then we can talk
heavy.
About how I'm... You what?
It just sounds heavy to me.
Well, it is heavy.
It is heavy. It's a heavy meal.
You know what's funny about it too is do you guys do this if you have that plan? It was so funny last night. Gretchen's like, she goes, "Well, I'm just not going to eat anything all day until we go out."
Right. Exactly.
And I'm like, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I'll just have a little something for breakfast, then maybe just a smoothie mm-hmm. at like 10 or 11 o'clock.
Then I'm going to tear it up,
and then I'm not going to touch anything else all day." We're so stupid playing these mind games with ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You make up all your calories at 6 o'clock, and then go to bed on a big old full stomach.
Well, like at least for us, it's 4 o'clock because we are the
right,
early birds.
Calling me old.
Well, it's look, there is a method to our madness. It has nothing to do with age.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with trying to go do the blue plate special.
Yeah.
It has to do with seating at the bar.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
That's
get
all
there early.
It is. Yeah. We're not like, ooh, we got to go eat at 4 or 4:30. It's like we want to get a seat at the bar.
Get
at the
corner spot, right?
The corner spot.
Get the corner spot.
Yes, the ideal. I mean, you and I have talked on the show before. I wish restaurants would design their bars so that they are not just straight lines, but mm-hmm. all sorts of angles.
Yeah.
So that you have multiple corner seats.
It's a great idea.
Man,
really
if a bar had half a brain, that's exactly what they would do. Is they were like, we're going to design a bar. I could design one for them. It almost looks like a bunch of Lego pieces mm-hmm. just haphazardly thrown onto things.
Yeah.
So that you have a whole bunch of corners.
And you can name the bar Corner.